And what would she sweep with?
A broom.
And if the broom were in the corner and the door was pulled back so that it hid the broom, you would say the broom was, in relation to the door, the broom is...
Behind.
Mm-hmm. All right, and on Monday years ago, women usually did their...
That washing.
And then on Tuesday, they would do the...
Ironing.
If they did it on Tuesday, I don't know when. Do you have a term for washing and ironing together?
No.
Okay.
Yes. They would have said doing the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would include the ironing and so on, too.
Okay.
We certainly had a laundress.
Yeah, you mentioned that you had a washwoman.
Yeah. We used both words.
Mm-hmm. I don't recall whether you said going from the outside of the house up to the gallery, would there be, what would you climb up?
The steps.
What would it be if it were inside, going from one floor of the house to the other?
Stairs.
Mm-hmm. So it's an inside-outside distinction?
I don't know what said stairs for the rises that brought you to the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. If the door...
Incidentally, a good many people in New Orleans, like New Yorkers, say stoop for the short 3 or 4 steps leading up to the front door.
Mm-hmm. If the door is open and you don't want it to be, you would say to someone, please...
Shut the door.
Okay. What would you call boards outside the house that lap over each other?
Weatherboards.
Mm-hmm.
Or weatherboarding.
What is the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
And the little things around the edges of the roof to carry the water off?
The gutters.
Are they usually built in or suspended?
They are tin, iron metal work, done by a tinsmith. And they are nailed on to the eaves.
Do you have a term for the place on the house where two sections of the roof come together and there's a slant where leaves get stuck?
A valley.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not familiar with that term.
Well, I'm very conscious of it because I had a long discussion about problems in a valley with my roofer.
I guess, yes, when you talk to a roofer.
2 or 3 weeks ago. But that's the word I've heard all my life.
Mm-hmm. What is a little building for storing, say, wood or tools?
Shed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a shed will be built into the fabric of the house.
Mm-hmm.
For example, many of the children in my neighborhood to this day will call the utility room where the washing machine and the dryer are at my house, which is 2 steps lower than the rest of the house, your shed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do have sort of a loft in there for lumber and so on. It's a rather unfinished kind of room.
Loft is the equivalent of attic?
Well, no, this is too particular to give a proper name to, I suppose. But in other words, this house is under the roof of the... This room is under the roof of my house. The roof continues down further because of the fact that it's almost at ground level there. And that means that there is sort of a new attic form, so to speak, at a lower level. And that is, there are beams there and flooring. And so, for example, one can put some old furniture and so on there rather easily, odds and ends of chairs. And in my case, books. And we call that at home the loft.
If you were going to nail a board, say, you would use
a hammer.
You would say, I took the hammer and I did what to the nail? Getting a verb here.
Knocked them in is what the most of the time say. I'd hammer them in.
What do you do to a car?
All right. Drive, nails. Yeah, people say that. I'm not much of a carpenter, but it sounds quite normal.
Using other parts of the verb drive, you would say in the past I...